Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One, thanks for joining us for Empower Wichita on Power 93.5. And I got a good friend here because let's face it, we get to do lots of cool stuff with you.
Yes.
And Bethel Life Center. So Stacey Cathcart in the studio with me, and we're talking about Bethel Life Center's Thanksgiving dinner, which is just weeks, days away.
Right? Can you believe it? It's 2 weeks from yesterday.
I can't believe this.
How did that happen?
It's going so fast.
Right? How did we get to November?
I know.
So quickly.
I feel like that. It just feels like it flies by. And between the election and everything else, it's just, I think, everybody sitting down and breaking bread is more important than ever.
Right. Yes.
You know?
And just stopping and being in the moment. We were talking about that the other day, is that, you know, life is like a freight train, and you sometimes feel like you're holding on to the back. And sometimes you got to take those moments and just take it in and stop and enjoy the moment that you're in.
It's so true. And you guys at Bethel Life Center, like as a group, as a church, as a nonprofit, you guys do a lot for the community in the really, to me, important times, because Thanksgiving, Christmas, that's when you really feel kind of down and out.
Right.
And then in the summertime when, you know, everyone's out vacationing and you're watching all of these people have a great time and you're like, I'm not doing so hot. And you guys just constantly, you know, pick up the slack and you're like, hey, we got you. Like,
right.
This is what we're here for. So tell me everything about what's going on with the community Thanksgiving dinner. Give me the details. How can people help, join you, all of it?
All right. Well, you know what? I think sometimes that in this life, this thing we call life, you know, we get busy and we sometimes forget the blessings that we have in our life.
Mm-hmm.
And we forget what a blessing it is for us to set down to a big old Thanksgiving feast prepared by this and that, and there's so much food, you don't know what to do with. And so sometimes in those moments, we have to stop and go, you know what, there's actually people in our city that they don't have any place to go for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they could be the elderly. Mm-hmm. What about that? No place to go. We also, kind of a crazy thing, we will also hit some construction workers and different people that are in town working.
Wow.
And, of course, they are going to go back to work on Friday. They don't have time to travel. And then, of course, those just in our city and community that are struggling and say, you know what? Guess what? I am just trying to provide food for my family, and I can't afford to spend the money and to use the assistance that I have on a big Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
And so we just thought, you know what? Let's do something on the day of Thanksgiving. To me, nothing says how thankful I am than to do something on Thanksgiving. To give up a day that everybody's like, yay, I have off work and I can do this and I can do that. And right? Because time is precious to us.
Yeah.
Time is precious. And so I think, man, what greater way can we say thank you for all the blessings that we have is to take a little bit of time of our day and just go out and serve our community. So, yes, here we go again. Year 11, if you can believe it. Year 11.
Has it really been 11 years?
Yes.
Dang,
this is our 11th year. It's crazy. Started out in a park downtown.
Really?
Yes. And it has just evolved into this, and the bigger numbers we saw. And a couple years, it was so, so cold, we thought, let's bring them into our building.
Move her indoors.
We want them to experience Thanksgiving like we all do. So we have the big traditional meal with everything homemade and turkey and dressing and gravy and mashed potatoes, corn, green bean pies, cranberry sauce, you name it.
Hey, you're making me hungry.
Right? I know. I am getting that way too. And then we have a big kids area that the kids can go play and just have some fun.
Idea.
And then we have football on the big screens.
So it really is. I mean, you feel like you're in somebody's living room.
Yes. And that's what we want. We want them to feel like they're just having that home experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just coming in that we're all friends. We're all community.
Yeah.
We all live in the same city. Every one of us in our life, we've struggled at some time.
Oh, yeah. I've had
right?
one for sure. Oh, for
so
sure.
So have I. And they look differently and they sound differently, but struggle is struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's super important that especially in the society that we live in, that sometimes we can kind of be a little selfish. I get that.
But yeah.
I get it. I understand it. But to teach our kids and then to make ourselves stop and go, you know what? Just for a few hours, we're going to give back.
Mm-hmm.
The time. So it's on Thanksgiving Day, just like we always do it.
Okay.
And we will start serving at 11 a.m. and it goes from 11 to 2 p.m.
And this is at Bethel Life Center.
Yes, at Bethel Life Center, 3777 South Meridian, which is basically Meridian and 235.
Mm-hmm. We can see you actually from the highway.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I tell people, everybody knows where the South Y is. So I say, you know the South Y? Well, just look across the street and we're that big building. but yeah, that's where it's going to take place, 11 to 2 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day. And we're just super excited about it. Ready to open our doors and just to love on people and love on community. And here's the great thing. We as volunteers, we sit down and we eat with them.
Oh, good. It's literally breaking bread. I mean, it's like we're straight up out of the Bible in here.
Exactly. We sit down and we go, hey, tell me your story. What's going on in your life? This is who I am. Who are you? And isn't that part of community transformation is getting to know your community?
Yeah, because we're not so different. We've all got things that are stressing us out, that are troubling us. We have good days, bad days.
Right.
We're all in this together.
Right.
But let me ask you this. So for a lot of people, maybe they're listening and they're like, okay, so Bethel Life Center is on South Meridian. What if they don't have cars to get there?
Right. We are super excited about this. This is our first year that we are partnering with One Spark.
Mm.
And they are going to help us provide rides. Listen,
this is cool.
Right? How cool is that?
Yeah.
I'm so excited about this because we understood that when we moved it from downtown out south to kind of where we are, we knew we were going to lose a few people. And we kind of had to weigh that, oh, what is it? You know, we wanted to serve more, wanted to be able to provide indoors and provide more of a home experience with football and kids' activities. So we knew we were going to lose a little bit of our people.
Downright cold in Kansas in the winter. So,
exactly.
I mean.
And we open up our building and we say, hey, come stay from 11 to 2. We don't care.
Yeah.
We don't care at all. Come stay, get warm.
TV.
Exactly. Relax. But so this year, we're partnering with One Spark. And the number is, I'm going to give you the number.
Okay.
It is 316-945-3051.
Okay.
And you can call that number for a reservation and or for a ride. And
great.
So we're gonna coordinate all of that. Now, I know a lot of people are like, oh my goodness, what is that number again? But you can also go to www.blcwichita.com. So www.blcwichita.com. And that will have all that information on there. Just so that, if you need a ride or if you say, hey, I really want to make sure and get a reservation. Listen, a reservation isn't required.
Okay.
All that it helps us do is we want to make sure we have enough food.
Okay.
We want to say, we want people to come back for seconds and thirds if they want it.
I like that. That's my kind of Thanksgiving.
Isn't that what Thanksgiving is about? It's not about one plate of food. It's about two or three.
If you're like me, you eat until you're sleepy.
Exactly.
And just kind of lay on the couch for a little bit, stretch out. So what about this kid zone? What all do you have for the kids?
Yeah.
I mean, while everyone's chatting and watching football, what can kids do?
Right. Well, again, like I said, we want to create that experience. And you know how sometimes parents are, you can't relax when your kids are like running everywhere.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't know. They're supposed to be sitting down. What do you want them to do? And so we want parents to be able to just sit down and relax. Maybe there's a single mom that's going to come.
Mm.
And how about she just wants to eat her food hot?
I understand that feeling. I do.
I know you do.
Yes.
You do, right?
Sometimes
new mama?
Yes. Sometimes you just want a moment of quiet.
Right?
Where you can literally eat your food and it still tastes like the way it's supposed to because it's not freezing.
Exactly. Exactly. So we have this little kid zone. We'll have movies going on. We'll have crafts for them to do. And just we'll have volunteers there so that parents, it all happens in our big activity center, which is like a gym. And so it all happens right there. So your kids are just right over there to the side.
So you can still see them.
Absolutely. You can still see them and you feel great about, hey, just sitting down and visiting, having a second piece of pie, and your kids are playing having a good time. And yeah, we're so excited about that.
This is really cool. If you're listening and you're just catching us, we're talking about the upcoming Thanksgiving Day feast that's going to be at Bethel Life Center. On Thanksgiving Day, it starts at 11 a.m. And the coolest is if, in fact, you don't have a way to get out there, it happens. Maybe, you know, the buses aren't running that day or you're not sure if your car will make it. Guess what? They have arranged transportation. But here's what you do. So you can arrange to get a reservation. That way you know where to be and they can come and scoop you up. Go to BLCWichita.com. That's Bethel Life Center's website. So there you can get all the information about the dinner, the times. There's a kid zone, and also make reservations for your ride. And what about on here? I see volunteers.
Yes. You know, something like this cannot be done without volunteers.
Oh, yeah.
And so here's what I love about Wichita. In the outreaches that we do, Wichita has some of the best people I've ever met. And I'm always very proud of our community. I'm always so proud of our city. And people just rally behind this. And I have to tell you this story.
Okay.
We had a gal call the other day. Her fiance is stationed at McConnell Air Force Base right now. And she is out east somewhere. I can't remember, but just out on the East Coast. And she called us and said, you know what? Back here at the East Coast, we always volunteer somewhere on Thanksgiving Day. And we really were just looking for a place to volunteer. And we want to know if we can come. We heard about what you were doing, saw it on the website. And so she called us and we were like,
"That's
oh my
so
word,
cool.
How cool is that? She's coming here to Wichita to visit her fiance.
And she's going to volunteer.
And they are going to volunteer. And I just thought, you know what? That's what it's
really
about.
Neat. Yeah.
That's what it's about.
Yeah.
And so, yes, we definitely need volunteers. Probably the best way, again, is for you to go to our website.
Okay.
You can also call Bethel Life Center, 316-522-7148. We can answer any questions. You can actually sign up to volunteer on our website. That morning at 10 a.m. at Bethel Life Center, we're going to have a big volunteer rally. We'll kind of get everybody in their assignments, and it's going to be a little bit of everything. Listen, we're keeping that guest of honor policy where we are just going to help them carry their plates and refill their drinks and get them more pie and food. And so it takes a lot of volunteers to do that.
Oh, I bet. It's got to be just a huge – I mean, it's a huge organization, but the work that you guys do and the love that you put into it makes Bethel Life Center a really special place. So I kind of want to see, can you share with us just, you know, what goes on there? I mean, let's say you're new to Wichita, or perhaps you're just new to church in general. I mean, what are the times that you guys worship? Can people just drop in and be like, hey, I'm new to town. Like, what's shaking?
Absolutely. We would love that. We would love that. You know what? We have services Sunday morning at 10 a.m.
Okay.
We also have services on Wednesday night at 7.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
So on a Sunday morning, here's what you're going to find. You're going to walk into our lobby. I'm sorry, I'm prejudiced. We've got the best people in town at our church. They're just so friendly. And so we don't know a stranger.
Yeah.
It's come on in. Hey, we're excited to have you. Do you have kids? Hey, let's walk you down. We have an incredible, incredible kids program where they can go down there and have fun and snacks and play games and sing and do crafts. And it's like
I kind of want to go down
right?
there.
Right? It's a whole other world down there in that church. I laugh and I go, oh, believe me, kids' church is fun. They're dancing around to the music and puppets and skits. And anyway, it's so cool. And then we have an incredible nursery. We take safety very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
We get that some people coming into town don't know a lot of people. I don't know that I want to leave my kid. No, you don't have to.
Yeah.
But if you want to come and worship with us, we have a safe place. It's all security controlled environment. Just great people back there to love on your babies. And you know what? You're just gonna come find just a relaxed place where you're gonna have good worship, a great sermon that is very applicable to today. You know, sometimes people open the Bible and they're like, I don't even know. What is this talking about?
Yeah.
Like, what does it mean? And
well, sometimes you kind of feel like you need a translator.
Thank you.
It's like, well, I'm reading it. It's not quite making sense. This is almost a different language.
Right. So. Right. And you think, how in the world does this apply to me today?
Yeah.
In this year, in this moment. And
so
I love that about Pastor Ken. I think that when he brings the word, it's so applicable that you walk away. Number one, you feel encouraged. But here's the second thing I like. Maybe you feel a little challenged.
Yeah.
Hey, all right. You're right. I need to do things a little bit better in my life. I need to rearrange this stuff. And so I love that. And then on Wednesday nights, we have great breakout classes on parenting and women and men's Bible study. We're going to have a marriage class.
Very cool.
Yeah. And then again, we have a great youth group. My son is now in our youth group and fantastic. They're always doing something fun. They just did the mannequin challenge.
Oh,
last Wednesday
course,
night.
Of course.
So hilarious. I was like, how in the world did you get that many kids to cooperate? Teenagers. I'm not for sure how. But they're always just doing fun stuff like that. And it's just an atmosphere that's geared right to them. And then for the kids, we have what's called Missionettes and Royal Rangers. Hmm. It's basically like Awana's.
That's okay. Really,
but it's a program where you can earn badges and all that kind of cool stuff, from babysitting to learning a Bible verse to tying a knot to building a fire.
Hey, more skills,
right?
That's good.
So we want to make sure that we provide things for the family, mom, dad, the children. But then we also, it's okay. We welcome single parents. We have a lot of single moms that attend our church, and we love that we can bring them in and we can be their family.
Yeah.
We want to be their family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
listen, it takes
moms,
a village, right?
It does. I know that now. I was going to say, like, single mom, hook them up.
Right.
I mean, just the job of being a parent is hard enough, let alone if you've got the role of mom and dad. That is
right.
Some tough stuff. Trust
exactly,
me.
Like exactly.
My husband went out of town for a week and I about cried.
Right.
I was like, never leave me again.
You're like, don't ever do this again.
This is the hardest job I've ever had.
Right? Well, and I love that we just want to – a lot of people out there are hurting.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are struggling. A lot of people don't see their value. And
yeah.
Don't know that they have a purpose in this world. And we just want to help them find that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care what your past is. Every one of us have a past.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of us have a past.
Yep.
And so we just want to love on people right where they're at. And we just want to help them grow. Grow in God. Grow in community. Go in reaching out to their community. Yeah, that's what we're about. Our saying is all people matter to God.
Love it. You guys do so much for the city. But in a lot of ways, I like the attitude that you bring forth when you do it, because it's never, this is enough. It's always, we're doing this, and what else?
Right.
What else can we do? What else can we find? How else can we help?
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
It's such a cool way to live your life. And it is. It's really inspiring. And if you're listening and you think, I want to know more about this, I want to know more about the church, I want to know more about how I volunteer, or perhaps you want to just know more about it because you want to get a big old plate of food.
That's right.
I mean, come on. I mean, it's cool. Everybody's welcome. It's going to happen, this Thanksgiving Day feast, on Thanksgiving
yes.
Day. A lot of times it'll happen like days before, days after. Not at Bethel Life Center. It is on the day of. The Thanksgiving feast starts at 11 a.m. It goes to 2. It's at 3777 South Meridian. You want to find out more either about volunteering. Maybe you want to catch a church service. Maybe you just want to attend the Thanksgiving meal. Just go to blcwichita.com. BLCWichita.com for info. This interview will also be on our website at power935.com if you want to listen to it or get the info again. And they have teamed up with OneSpark that's going to provide rides. So if you don't have a way to get there, now you do. But you got to call or arrange so that, you know they got to get
right.
The accommodation. So go to BLCWichita.com if you want to go ahead and arrange that too. You guys are just rocking and rolling.
Thank you. Hey.
This is such a cool thing. And then also, we'll hear from you again because, I mean, coming up, you guys have got Convoy of Hope.
Can you believe it?
And more stuff to help out with the community.
I know. It's just, it's never ending and it doesn't stop, but that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
There is nothing greater. There is nothing that keeps you humble more than to reach out to somebody else who's hurting and realize that, you know what, when I was struggling, I know what being a single mom is.
Mm.
I know what going through some really hard life struggles, and I had people there along the way that just helped me out, gave me a kind word, helped with this, encouraged me, inspired me to be who I really wanted to be and to have a purpose in life. And so we're just excited. We think Wichita is a great city. And it's a really, really great community. No greater calling than to give back.
Come and join us for the Thanksgiving dinner. You can volunteer or just join us to have a great meal and have some fun with the Bethel Life Center happening Thanksgiving Day. You want more information, go to BLC Wichita. And you can find all that online, blcwichita.com. Thanks for being on the air.
Thank you so much.
All right, guys, we got more coming up. Of course, always you're listening to Power 93.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.